This year we have 48 people. 23 of them are national coaches in China. That means those are Olympic coaches in China. And also with those coaches is a group of 25 sports scientists and physicians. It's clear, it becomes more clear as these things progress, that it really is just the sharing of ideas among colleagues, the camaraderie of just scientists from one side of the world meeting with scientists from the other side of the world who have the same sort of goals in mind. They want their athletes to be healthy. They want them to perform well. And if they become injured, they want to get them back playing as quickly as possible, but in a safe manner. And so I look at this conference at very much like I would going to a national conference of the American College of Sports Medicine or the American Physiological Society, where you've got scientists getting together, sharing their research, and having the opportunity to talk in both formal and informal settings.
And Doctor, you'll forgive me if this question seems naive, but are you giving away not necessarily secrets, but things that maybe give American athletes an edge?
No, I don't think that this has anything to do with giving away secrets or inside information. I mean, first of all, it's, I think, important for people to understand that the Chinese are quite sophisticated, and in some cases, in some sports, perhaps maybe more sophisticated than we are in the United States. So this ends up being an interesting opportunity to share their insights as well as ours. But we have, in our department, individuals who are recognized world experts on certain areas within the domain of sport training, sport preparation, maximizing performance, nutrition in sport. And I think the group that's here recognizes that expertise, and that's why they came to visit with us.
Now, do some of these coaches and physicians and trainers come with particular concerns about their athletes or sort of an axe they want to grind while they're here?
No, I don't think that's it at all. I think they're just trying to get information that might be of help to them in optimizing the training and performance of their athletes. It seems that what they're interested in is hearing about our perspectives based on our basic science research as well as our applied science research in working with athletes and looking to see how different training regimens, different nutritional regimens, might help their athletes. We also discuss with them aspects of environmental consideration. What is the best information that's available in terms of exercising in the heat? We will talk to them on a couple of occasions about optimizing performance in the heat. We'll talk to them about optimizing hydration. Those are areas in which we are very well known. We'll also talk to them about altitude training and some of the benefits that come with altitude training. We're going to talk to them about research we've done on injury prevention and also how you can best treat athletes and get them back on the field in a quicker way. We're going to talk to them about special considerations that might be most specific to the female athlete. Mm. And so we're looking at sport, we're looking at athletic competition from a very broad perspective.
Dr. Carl Marisch, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Ray.